Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, December 8th. It is 5:29. Thank you guys so much for getting up with us. I hope you guys had a great weekend. We are back. Ready to go. 17 days until Christmas.
No kidding.
I just am like, what? Where did this year go? Seriously. One of the longest of my life, but also, how are we already in December?
Did you get my video I sent you when it's like this?
Yes.
Is she like an MMA fighter or whatever?
Yeah, some MMA fighter just completely beat up, bruised, face swollen, bleeding everywhere, giving this interview. And then what does it say? Like, this is me at the end of 2025 or something
like
that.
How did 2025 go for you? And yeah, she's all beat up. And then she goes, everything was great. You know, I think I went out there and I did my best. And there's her right eye all swollen.
Oh,
and you couldn't
yeah.
even see it. And I'm like, I think that's how me and Mercedes feel right now.
2025 was a year. We'll say it. We'll just leave it at that. And yeah, it's funny because I always feel like I have good years on even years and not good years on odd years.
What an observation.
Yeah. I look back at years that have not been great to me and they're always odd. Although 2024 was not spectacular, but you know what? We are hopeful. Things are going to be great.
What about 2020?
2020, well, aside from COVID, you know, it was nice to spend some time at home. Not going to lie.
That's an optimistic part for
you
sure.
You know, I know it was not so great for you.
It wasn't, but it was. Like, honestly.
You found the silver lining.
Yeah, even though I was laid off, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know when's the last time I've ever done nothing. And I did 9 months of it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm cool with it. And I kind of sometimes miss that to that time of my life.
Yeah, there's always a silver lining. But
yeah.
Hey, things will always get better. And being here with you guys definitely makes things better for us for sure.
How was your weekend?
It was really good. It was a nice weekend. I was sick all last weekend and last week. And so I wasn't really able to like celebrate my husband's birthday. So we went out to dinner this weekend. It was really nice. Just kind of relaxed, caught up on a lot of shows. Watched that Diddy documentary. Did you watch that
yet? I've seen some of it. Yes,
oh,
I haven't finished
gosh.
It. I think I'm still on episode one. How many episodes are
four.
There?
Four. There's four. Yeah. That, oh my gosh, I was so angry after I watched that. Maybe we can talk more about that later on today. But yeah, caught that, watched Stranger Things. I know the part that you said
will be really cool. Rockin' Robin, right?
Yes, was that it? Rockin' yes. Robin.
Saw that and then went to the Broncos Raiders game yesterday, which was a lot of fun.
I saw you and it was like, oh my gosh, she's tailgating with Ramon. This is amazing.
I didn't really tailgate. We just stopped by and said hello. Like they were partying and they were like, the first thing I that happens when I get there is they offer me a shot and I'm like, I haven't even eaten breakfast this morning. I've only had 2 cups of coffee. I am not doing a shot. So we just said hello, and everyone was so nice, even though they were Raider fans and we were decked out in our Broncos gear. Everybody was really nice, and it was fun. So, yeah, the Broncos ended up winning that game, so it was nice for us. But it was a really good weekend. How was your weekend?
It was so good. I just relaxed. We spent actually some time, too, with Ramon and his wife on Saturday night. And then afterwards, I went to see Mariah Carey, and let's just say my expectations weren't fulfilled, and I think we'll talk about it a little bit more coming up soon. And then I finished Stranger Things. When I tell you the last episode that it's currently caught up on, I was so satisfied. I am so excited to see what part 2 comes on Christmas Day, but I'll be out of the country, so I don't know if I'll have access to Netflix.
Oh, that's right. Do you have a VPN?
I'm gonna ask James because I'm like, I cannot see any spoilers. I actually already seen spoilers of this part of 1, and I was like, I already know how this ends. I'm so annoyed, but the way they did it, I was very, very happy. I was standing up, giving up claps. That's how great it was.
I have to be honest, I'm really confused. Like, I watched all 4 episodes too and I'm just like, I don't know why this person is doing this and who's possessed and why are they hiding this person. Like, I am so thoroughly confused.
Really?
I watched the recap and everything. I don't know why it's not grabbing my attention as much, but maybe I'm just like too distracted. I don't know.
I love this show. It's gone really, really good. I think maybe because I'm also on Stranger Things TikTok and Stranger Things like on For Your page on your Instagram. And it's going a little bit deeper into what the fan theories are. And so I'm learning a little bit more and getting reminded of what the past seasons were.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I know it was the number one show on Netflix until the Diddy documentary came along. And now that's number one. So yeah, a lot to get to this morning, some really cool prizes to give away too. So don't go anywhere. We are going to get to it. Let's start things off. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever gone to see someone you love in concert and you just walked out sort of disappointed? Like, you know the talent's there, you know their vocals are good, you know the production's going to be good, but the whole thing just kind of left you thinking like, wow, I was really hoping for something different. And it sounds like that's kind of the experience you had this weekend, Steph.
Yeah, I'm so sad about it still. And on Saturday night, we went to go see Mariah Carey. She has a Christmas show going on at Park MGM right now, and I've seen her before. She's incredible. Her vocals are amazing. And we know she's getting older. She's not as physical as she used to be. So the dancing isn't really there, but the vocals, the singing, that is always been there. So we're watching the show, and 80% of the time, she's doing Christmas songs. And I'm like, okay, she's doing everything that you can think of, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Silent Night. And I get it. This is a Christmas show, but I was expecting more of the hits. Like, she did do the songs like this one. Fantasy, Emotions, Heartbreaker. And it was just like, maybe like 20% of her show were the hits, but the actual show itself, it was like a Christmas show. I was expecting like more of her hits, but when she was bringing out all of her dancers, honestly, I felt like I was in an Old Navy commercial for her winter line.
Well, because I got that invite also, and I just assumed it was a Christmas show based on the invitation. Did you? You just thought like she was just going to sing All I Want for Christmas Is You and that was it?
I do think that there was going to be a mixture of Christmas songs, mm-hmm. but I think that I was expecting more of a balance between her hits and Christmas music. Did I think that overall the show was fine? Yes. But even when I was leaving, some of her hardcore fans were like, I wish she did more of the hits.
Yeah, I every video I've seen of her performance seems like she just does not want to be there.
Yes!
She just like gives that vibe, and that's why I was like, you know what? That's probably what I'm gonna skip this time. But I'm sorry that it didn't live up to your expectations.
It's okay. You know, now I know going into Mariah, I'm like, okay, let's look at the set list beforehand. Let's actually be prepared, because that's what I did. I went in kind of blind.
Yeah, I was just like, this is gonna be all Christmas songs and not anything against Christmas songs, but eh. Yeah. Have you ever had that experience where you were so excited for a concert or a show and it was like, ugh, okay, that was not what I expected? 702-364-9400. This text just came in. It says, OMG, we went to see Eddie Griffin this weekend. He got drunk during his set. Mm. Needless to say, he was incoherent and people started leaving during the show. Mm. Oh, that's a bummer when they're not making any sense. You're like, dude, you had one job, like, to do this show. Like, you could have got drunk after the show,
right?
You know?
Is there someone for you that you've seen, you're like, oh, I kind of wish it was more, a little bit
well,
more?
Well, I was looking really forward to this show, and then they didn't show up. It was Life is Beautiful 2019. Lil Wayne was supposed to perform.
Yep.
And we're like waiting. He's supposed to go on, I think it was like at 9:20 or 9:30. It's like 9:20, 9:25. 9:30, we're like, when's he gonna go on? And then finally they're like, oh, sorry, he's not gonna be here. And we're all like, oh, okay. You know, it was just so sudden, no explanation. We're all just kind of walking out like, what happened? And I don't know that we ever got any sort of an answer to it.
Yeah, I remembered that. I remembered that year, and then how everyone was disappointed because he was the headliner for that night. Am I right?
Yeah, he was the headliner that night. Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a bummer. We're getting some text here. Saw Justin Timberlake and left wishing he leaned into his old stuff. This one says, Usher is my guy, but his Vegas show had a whole stretch where I was fighting sleep.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, December 8th. It is 6:02. Thank you guys for being here. Hopefully your Monday is starting off okay. We are ready to go after a great weekend. I forgot to mention earlier when you asked how my weekend was, I was so excited because I woke up at like 4:30 yesterday morning to watch the final F1 race of the season.
Yes!
And my guy, Lando Norris, won the championship. I was so happy about it. Everyone else in my house was so disappointed.
Really?
They all wanted Max Verstappen to win. So they were all angry all day long. And I was there all happy.
Why are you the one that's Lando Norris' team and everyone else isn't?
I just said he's the driver that I gravitated towards and that I just started following, and they all love Max, which I do love Max. I love him. He's great, but I was very happy Lando won yesterday.
I'm following some of the drivers, and just like in pop culture news, I love how is it true that Lewis Hamilton took all of the drivers for dinner?
Yeah, he took them out for a dinner, but I guess Pierre Gasly ended up paying the bill is what I've been reading. So Lewis set up the dinner, and then I guess Pierre paid the bill at the end of the night. But they do that at the end of every season, and it's really cool. And they always post a picture of all the drivers. And yeah, I'm a big F1 fan. We also went to dinner on the Strip this weekend, and gosh, the place felt like it was summertime in Vegas, not December. Every table was packed, groups and cowboy hats trying to wrangle reservations. And I remember the rodeo was in town, and suddenly it all made sense. And I just feel like Vegas gets a different personality when the rodeo hits. Like, you feel it the second you pull into the parking garage. And I know you had some friends in town this weekend, right?
Yes, I did. He's a pharmacist, so it didn't have anything to do with the rodeo, but the pharmacy people did have a conference here in town. And it's funny because he goes, yeah, me and my coworkers, we're going to go on the Strip and we're going to go clubbing at one of the big clubs. I'm like, well, have fun with that.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Right? And I guess all of his coworkers are like, they're all excited about this one performer. It's a huge artist. I won't say their name, but they're quote unquote performing at a nightclub. Or that's what they think, because he texts me the next morning and he goes, they went on stage and all they did was a DJ set. No performing of their hits, no singing of their songs. It was just a DJ set. I'm like, well, that is honestly kind of what you expect coming into the... You got to do your research. Like, are they doing a set where they're performing or they're actually going to be DJing? He goes, but get this. Every single guy, male, had to enter for a $125 entry fee.
What?
And this is including, not including the bottle service that they reserved. They're skipping the line. Ooh, they're skipping the line to get in. But to get in, just to skip the line and to hold a table is $125 per guy.
Are you kidding me? That is just insane. Man.
I know that the prices on the strip are ridiculous, but that is one of the most ridiculous prices I've ever heard of from someone that's been visiting here in town.
Just like for local, or not even just for locals, just for tourists, for everyone. Like, they didn't even like sing or anything. They just played songs.
Yeah, they didn't even perform. There was just like, it wasn't Paris Hilton, but like, for example, you know how Paris Hilton does a DJ set?
Yeah.
It wasn't like Paris Hilton doing her like known songs. It was just her like doing Lil Wayne into Drake into like all these other songs like you could find at any other DJ set. But that person, because they're performing, you have to pay $125.
That is ridiculous. Like, have you ever, what's the most ridiculous thing you had to pay for, or the price you were just like, are you kidding me? We just got a text who said, my cousin went to a club for a big pop star appearance. She pictured a full show. The star walked out, waved, took two selfies, then left. Total time on stage was under 2 minutes.
That breaks my heart.
Oh my gosh. This one says, my neighbor said his son spent half his paycheck on bottle service for a birthday. The server dropped the sparkler bottle at the table. It shattered and they still charged him.
No kidding.
What? I mean, there's no way. That would be a contest on my credit card bill immediately.
And this is why we don't go to the strip. We stay home in our little areas.
Yeah. Don't knock me for not wanting to go to these places. My gosh. Oh, this one. A friend from college tried to leave a club early because her feet hurt. Security told her she needed to exit through a separate staircase. She did. The staircase led to a second cover charge zone, and they asked her to pay again to get out.
No, my God. I can't. This is just such a ripoff.
What? Why are you ripping us off?
Nah, I'm good.
No, we have so much coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere. We have at 7 o'clock another round of Beat Mercedes. Guys, this diamond pendant, it's getting bigger and bigger. It's now worth $400, and we would love to get that for you. Perfect for the holidays. My gosh, 7 o'clock, Beat Mercedes. Also at 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we have your tickets to check out Leona Lewis, her residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian. We are going to hook it up. And coming up next, we have what's trending. A huge celebrity couple went Instagram official and the internet lost its mind. Hand-holding sushi in Tokyo. And a caption that said basically everything. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Katy Perry is trending this morning. Wow. Talk about a hard launch. Well, maybe it was a soft launch that led to a hard launch, but Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau have gone Instagram official, and everyone is acting like they caught the bouquet at the wedding. People are very excited about that. She posted a really sweet selfie from their Japan trip, along with a sushi date video, and fans zoomed right past the scenery and locked on their hands being fully interlocked in one of the photos. That was the moment people said, okay, this is actually real. Trudeau added fuel by resharing a photo of them meeting Japan's former prime minister and his wife. And the comment section was just like pure celebration. People were really happy about this. One person in all caps wrote, "Oh, Canada." Another person wrote, "Your happiness is our happiness." And people were just really excited to see her looking so happy after
It seems a couple rounds of bad luck of Russell Brand, and then what's his name?
Orlando
Bloom. Yeah. So she looks really happy now.
I went to the post and I thought it was so cute because I love how her and Justin's photo isn't the first one.
Yeah.
It's the second one. And the first one is like some Christmas tree dancing in a Santa hat.
I think it's like all to kind of get you to swipe to see the rest of the photos on there because you're like, what is this? And then you swipe and you're like, oh my gosh.
And then my favorite comment on there is True Daddy Lunch. So I'm like, yes, True Daddy is his nickname.
It's so cute. They've been spotted together for months. Montreal dinner in July. Trudeau belting out fireworks 2 days later. Then there was a Paris hand-holding moment during her birthday trip. So if Instagram confirmation is the final step, they have reached it, and that is what's trending. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Monday. So glad you guys are joining us this morning. So I have a question, and I really want you guys to be honest with me because I think I'm in the minority on this, but do you send food back when you go to a restaurant and they get it wrong?
Yes and no. It depends on how badly they messed up or if it just isn't good at all.
Okay.
Then yes.
If it's just not good, you like if you taste something and it's not good, you're like, I don't like this.
I will admit, hey, I am so sorry. I really tried to see if I liked this and it just wasn't for me. Do you think it's possible to switch out?
Wow.
Yes.
See, I would never do that.
Why not?
I freeze every time. Like, I know I paid for the meal. I know I order things a certain way. If I pick something that I end up not liking, that's shame on me for picking something that I didn't know that I would like. You know what I mean? Like, I know I have every right to say something. That does not go past me at all. But my whole body just goes into this, like, peacemaker mode. And I tell myself, I'm going to survive. It's fine. I start like cutting around whatever it is I don't like on there, or like I'm performing surgery on this dinner. So my husband's the opposite and he sends stuff back with total confidence. And we went out this weekend and he ordered a steak at the place that we went.
Nice.
And he ordered it medium rare. So they bring the stuff to the table and he cut into it. And I see him kind of look at it and his eyebrows go up. I'm like, And I go, what's wrong? And he just kind of showed it to me. And I was like, oh, that's not medium rare. That's medium well.
Ooh, there was like no redness.
There was no pink.
Yikes.
None. And so, you know, I'm trying to talk him down because I can tell where he's going. And I'm like, you know, it's not that bad.
Stop.
I bet it still tastes good.
You're gaslighting a steak.
I'm like, we don't want to wait because then, you know, I'm going to sit here. I'm not going to eat without you. And then I'm going to get cold. Let's just, like, it's fine. Do you want mine? I'll eat it. I'm like, I'll eat your steak and you can have mine. And he's like, no. He's like, we're paying for this. It was like, I'm going to tell them. So the server walks up right at that second. He's like, how's everything? And Matt gives him a look and he looks down at the steak and he goes, well, I don't think this is medium rare. And the server looks and I'm just like shriveling in my seat. I'm like,
yeah.
And he goes, I agree. Let me get you a new steak. And he was really nice. The server was so cool about it. But meanwhile, I'm just sitting out there so stressed out. Like, I am responsible for this entire restaurant's emotional well-being. Like, why do I hate doing this so much? And I'd rather stay quiet and I'd rather deal with the situation. Is anyone else like that? I don't like sending food back, even if it's completely wrong. Does anyone else like do that? Or do you always send back? 702-364-9400.
I used to be like you, Mercedes. I used to be embarrassed or just not a bother. That's what my main thing was. It's like, I don't want to bother the server. It is extremely busy. But when James and I first started dating, he taught me because he managed a hibachi and sushi restaurant. He said, no, these servers, they get paid to do this. These chefs, they're paid to, you know, if something's not right, they fix it. So he's taught me, no, stand up for yourself. If you don't like it, then think about it like this. Do you plan on coming back to this restaurant if they mess up? Or do you come back because they fixed that mistake? Just saying.
I don't want the server to feel bad. I worked customer service. I know how one small complaint can just throw off your entire shift. I hate the spotlight in restaurants. The second you send something back, suddenly your table becomes a production. You know, everyone's talking about you. The cooks, they might like get revenge. You just never know. And I just don't want to hold up whoever I'm with. Like, honestly, I can roll with most mistakes. It's usually not a big deal. Zoe, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I didn't put it into perspective that we're paying that money, so I guess that's their job. They need to fix things. But I don't want to be that one mistake that it's like, hey, I feel really bad about doing this, but maybe they've had 10 or 15 of those issues, and I get the person that they mess with the food.
Yes!
I don't want to be, like, generalize and say that everyone's doing that, but and I know that's not supposed to happen, but I don't want someone messing with my food.
Yes, you know it happened somewhere. You know it's happened. People will do that, but yeah, you don't want to unfairly blame someone for doing something like that. But I'm like, oh, who knows? And so they bring the new steak, right? And the guy puts it down. He goes, can you please cut it in front of me to make sure? Ooh. Like, what are we going to do? Bring a lighter to it and make it well done again? Like, well, come on. Anthony, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I agree with your husband. He's spending good money on that steak. Bring it to, they should serve it the way you order it.
You're right. Yeah, I get it, Anthony, and he's right too. But again, it's just, he's not going to die because he ate a medium well steak. Like, it's fine.
But if you're playing like a $50 steak, I want my medium rare. When I start to cut the steak knife and I don't see pinkness already, I already know it's way too overcooked.
Yeah, I just... And then he got the new one and he got it. He's like, it's not very good. I'm like, you are not saying anything.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
So the holiday season is here, and so is the annual work party that everyone pretends to love. A new survey shows workers across the country would rather let a dentist go wild on their molars than show up for one night of lukewarm appetizers and small talk. One in three workers say the dentist sounds better than the holiday party. 27% take it further and say a root canal sounds like a dream compared to this event. Men dread the party more than women. 30% of them say they would prefer the root canal compared to just 23% of women. And the dread does not stop at the party. 40% of workers say they would also pick their dentist over socializing with their boss after hours.
That's so messed up. I mean, I feel like it's not too bad here. I mean, I kind of looked forward to our holiday party, but it wasn't anything like, oh my God, spectacular and gifts and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I think it's more just like the small talk with people. And I think that maybe that makes people a little uncomfortable. I don't know.
Do you think that I know that you weren't able to attend this last holiday party, but like going into holiday parties, do you dread it?
No, I don't mind it at all. I was actually like, I kind of bummed I missed this year's holiday party, and that was like a whole thing. Like, I was low-key, my feelings were kind of hurt because they scheduled it on a night that I had an event that I had to host that has been on the calendar for months, and like they were made aware of it. They're like, hey, Mercedes has something on this night, like, can we move it to the next night? One of my coworkers said that to our boss, and she's like, no. I was like, what the heck?
You,
like,
should confront her about it. Hey, what's up, boss? Where was I at the party? I missed it.
It's like not even like worth it at this point. But I was a little upset about that. I was kind of hurt. So no, I don't dread the holiday party. As if anything, I kind of look at it as a way to like talk to the people that I don't see during the day, you know, because we have totally opposite schedules. Like, I see someone that works only at night, and it's like, oh my gosh, how have you been? You know, I kind of look forward to them in that way.
I met someone that's been working here at the building, and I've never met them ever until the holiday party. I'm like, oh, you are the person that's doing traffic. What's up, dude? I hear you all the time.
It's nice to meet you finally. Yes. Yeah, I know. Also this morning, let's talk about Dolly Parton. So Miley Cyrus, she shared an update And fans of Dolly Parton are going to breathe a little easier. Miley, who is Dolly Parton's goddaughter, by the way, she is keeping her signature spirit and she is excited to get back to work. That's according to Miley. Dolly, if you haven't heard, she's had some recent health challenges. She missed a Dollywood event after she had a kidney stone, and that led to an infection and that kept her off the road. She later had to postpone her run of Las Vegas shows because doctors said they wanted her to have a few procedures. So she's already been quick to reassure fans. She's not walking away from anything. She's taking her time, so she's ready for whatever comes next. But sources say that she is getting better each day. So that's some good news there. Maybe they'll reschedule this residency and we'll see her sooner than later.
That is one person that I would love to see live in concert, yeah, is Dolly Parton. I just love her energy. I love what she brings to like the country music side, but also like the pop culture side. And I love just like her vibe. So hopefully, yeah, they get rescheduled and maybe I can try and get to one of those shows.
Well, you know, it's like these, some of these artists are getting older, and it's like, there's this is like the pessimist in me that it's like, we are going to lose them at some point. And it's like, I just hope it's not for a long time. It's like when Betty White died, I was so sad because she was just like, just so pleasant. And it was like, oh, I just don't, the legends are leaving us. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I also think it's like because we see them so highly and where they're so like just well loved that we think they're invincible, yes, and that they're never going to go. And I'm, don't even say that about Dolly. No.
No, that's not going to happen for a long time. Finally, this morning, a new poll shows a quarter of Americans are listening to music almost nonstop. 23% of people say they keep music on almost all the time, and young people lead the way. 36% of them always have something playing. Another 44% say they listen daily, and 13% listen less often, and 2% say they never listen to music, which sounds like a tough way to live. The survey also asked about Spotify Wrapped, and most people say they'd be excited to share their top songs with the friends, and 31% say excited, 3% say embarrassed to show their top songs to their friends.
Why? I mean, I guess I could say, like, if you're not into, you know, the ABCs or whatever, but that's like your kid. So I've noticed a lot of the K-pop demon hunters on, like, people's top five list, and then they come with a warning. They say, I swear to you, my kid has taken over my Spotify playlist.
Oh, I can't even use that excuse. I would listen to it on my own. And I was like all about it. It's so funny though, because like the young people thing about them listening is so true. I'm trying to find, my daughter sent me her Apple Music one, and it was like insane the amount of minutes she listens to music. And she got this thing on, it was on her replay for Apple Music. Mm-hmm. It says, you made it into Backstreet Boys top 1,000 listeners.
I'm so proud of her.
I was like, what?
She's been listening to the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, she got a badge, a top 1,000 Backstreet Boy listener badge. So I was like, what does that get for you? Like, do we get Kevin's phone number or anything like that?
Passes to see them at the Sphere.
Yes.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Lizette, your caller 20.
Yeah.
Hi. Good morning. Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I'm certainly ready to try.
All right, let's do it. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time, and you are going to win these tickets to see Leona Lewis. You ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Lizette, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which MLB team will officially be home to Las Vegas in 2028?
Oh, my goodness. Pass.
What day of the week do people typically attend church?
Sorry, what was it? Sunday.
Yes. What country is hosting the upcoming Winter Olympics?
Pass.
What movie is associated with the Yellow Brick Road?
With Wizard of Oz.
Yes. What type of alcohol is Hennessy?
Oh, Hennessy. Is that a cognac?
Yes. Or? Pete Carroll is the head coach for which NFL team?
Oh, gosh, he used to be with the Raiders.
Yes. In which ocean is the Maldives located?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Birthday is in December. Oh, my gosh. I'm so London.
I'm sorry.
Sagittarius?
Yes, it was Sagittarius. I'll even give you that one just because you got it. But unfortunately, that was not enough. We only made it to 8 questions. The Major League Baseball team that will officially be home in Las Vegas in 2028 is the Athletics. The A's coming to town. The country that is hosting the upcoming Winter Olympics, that is Italy. And the ocean in which the Maldives is located, that is the Indian Ocean. I'm so sorry. We can't make you a winner, Lizette. But caller 20 right now, you are going to get these tickets, 2 of them, to see Leona Lewis, the Las Vegas Christmas Residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian. Caller 20, the tickets are yours. 702-364-9400.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Hollywood woke up early for this one. The 2026 Golden Globe nominations dropped, and one battle after another is the film everyone's going to be talking about. It leads all nominations, 9 nods. Sentimental Value is right behind with 8, and then Sinners had 7, and Hamnet had 6. So, have you seen that one, Ramon? The one battle after another?
I have. Best movie I've seen so far this year. Deserves all the nominations. Leo should also win Best Actor.
He was nominated for Best Actor. What is it about?
It's about a revolution, I guess, kind of.
Okay.
He leads a group of, you know, trying to defeat the military type of thing.
Okay.
I was trying not to spoil anything.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that was a dumb question to ask if we don't want to spoil. Television is equally strong this year. The White Lotus, that leads all TV nominations with 6. Adolescence follows with 5. Only Murders in the Building and Severance each landed 4. 2 Lifetime honors were already announced. Helen Mirren is going to get the Cecil B. DeMille Award, and then Sarah Jessica Parker is going to take home the Carol Burnett Award. Nikki Glaser, she returns as host when the show airs January 11th on CBS and streams on Paramount Plus.
I liked White Lotus. Do I think that it will win the whole thing? I don't know. I really think Adolescence was a really, really good show. Mercedes, you said you didn't like it that much, though.
I did not like it. I know I'm in the minority on that one. I thought it was very odd, kind of hard to follow. I don't know. I feel like my brain doesn't work in the way that show was filming, but I did like White Lotus. Some of the storylines are a little big out there.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought it was pretty good. So that is, you know what's cool? K-pop Demon Hunters got 3 nominations.
Oh, good for them.
I know. Okay. I thought that was kind of cool.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Also this morning, physical media has another comeback story. Cassette sales in the U.S. have climbed to their highest point since 2003.
Wow.
I don't even have anything I could play a cassette on. I don't have any sort of a tape player.
I don't even have a physical radio. Like, I have to listen. When I listen to us, I listen to us on the Odyssey app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I do have radio.
Well, okay. Like, my car doesn't even have a CD player.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
So, I don't know.
But there is something about listening to it on a cassette player and pressing, you know, play, fast forward.
You want to hear that?
Yeah. artists are releasing new albums across every format, and fans want something that they can hold. The sound's not perfect, which I think is kind of part of the charm, honestly. And a lot of people say that the cassette gives them a personal connection to the artist. I was watching Stranger Things, and this cassette, this song that was a big part of it, was like, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, talk about childhood on that. It was Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now.
Yes.
Which is such a good song.
We should bring out the CD cases.
Yeah, I know. Do we have through. That one here?
What, the Tiffany, I Think We're
Yes. Alone Now? I mean, like, I went to her Instagram to see if she was talking about it. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm number one most Shazammed song right now, which I thought was super cute.
I think because of what we do in radio and just like playing Beat Mercedes and all of this stuff, right when I heard the first beginning notes in the song, I was like, oh, it's I Think We're Alone Now.
Yeah, Tiffany.
Yes.
Such a good song.
And I'm sad because cassette tapes in that show, if they put, you know, rewound it just a little more, I think a plot would have been different in the movie of in the show Stranger Things. Do you know what part I'm talking about, you guys?
No.
No.
Remember, a song stops because the cassette ends?
Oh, yes, yes.
With Max.
Yes. Well, we don't want to spoil anything, but I will say, if the cassette player was rewound a little bit more, things would have ended up differently on that show.
There's a guy in a cherry picker right outside my window that is so distracting to me right now.
Oh, there is. You're right.
Like, he is in this, like, literally looking directly at me.
Oh, my God, he is.
I just
what
can't.
What are they doing?
I don't know. Are they trimming the trees?
They are trimming the trees. They are. So they'll have a better view now, Mercedes.
Oh, my car is literally right next
careful.
To them. There's big old branch is going to fall onto my car now.
Time for a car wash.
I should probably go move my car. Yeah, this is not a good idea. All right. Finally, this morning, Starbucks, they're about to relive Baristagate. The glass cup that broke the internet last time is returning. But with a twist, the company teased a new drop inside the Starbucks app and stressed the word chance. Now, the only way to get the barista cup this time is through the Starbucks Marathon giveaway. So if you make a qualifying Starbucks purchase and you earn entries or you win instant chances, you're in the running. These cups are going to, they're not going to be sold in stores. 17,000 cups are going to be released, and only through the app. Walmart is already jumping in with cheaper copycat versions for anyone who does not want to rely on luck for this one.
Did you guys go for these barista cups from Starbucks?
No, that's one thing that I never jumped on the train on. I jump on a lot of trains, but like the whole cups thing, like Stanley cups and just water bottles and all this stuff. I never got into that.
That barista is adorable, though.
It is adorable. It's but cute. Like, I feel like I could make one out of one of my honey bears, you know, those honey bears.
I'd love
just
those
use
things.
One of those instead.
Yes.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Loretta. It's caller 20.
Yay.
Good morning, Loretta.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up this morning. We want to get you these advanced screening passes for the new SpongeBob movie. It should be really good. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Outfit of the Day, Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree, Home Alone, Swipe Right, or Turn It Up?
I'm going to go with Outfit of the Day.
Okay, Wear a Dress Day was last week. So these are all just different articles of clothing, okay?
Okay.
Which sounds easy enough. We got this. We just need 60 seconds to get this correct. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This could be cable knit. It could be Argyle. Yes. This is, it's not a dress. It's just the lower half, like a pleated. Yes. This is, we like to wear these ladies. They're like black and they just suck everything in. Lululemon. Lululemon makes these. Yes, you
leggings,
can. Yes,
leggings.
Yes. This is what you would wear. Like flashers wear this long thing, and they open it and show you their naked body.
Jacket or coat?
What kind of a coat?
Fur coat?
No. Let's pass. If you have like a hickey on your neck, sometimes you wear this kind of shirt.
Turtleneck.
Yes, oh, this is what you would wear. It's like a sweatshirt, but this thing goes over your head. It's called a what?
Hoodie.
Yes, this
hoodie?
Is what you wear when you go to sleep at night. You put on your what?
Pajamas.
Yes!
Wow! Woo! That was a naughty little Heads Up there.
Oh my goodness, I had to pull out the big guns on that one. You got it, Loretta. Congratulations.
Thank you. The
flasher jacket in my mind is a trench coat.
Yes.
I don't know if that's right or not. I've never technically been flashed, never want to be flashed, but. So yesterday I saw Ramon at the Raiders Broncos game.
Nice.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I was like, woo, what? Like, that was a rough one. We're going to come coming up in the hot three. We're going to talk about that game and how people think it was rigged. Did you guys hear this whole controversy?
I'm usually not that kind of person, but that was weird at the end.
Okay, we'll talk about that in the hot three. But you know what's funny is as we got to the game, Ramon had texted me and he's like, hey, we do this big tailgate in Lot F, right?
J.
And he's like, come over before the game and come say hi. And I'm like, am I going to get beat up because I'm wearing Broncos gear?
What I say?
He goes, probably, but come anyway.
It'll be fun. It'll be fine.
It'll be fun. You'll be fine. Yes.
So I go in and I start walking and it's just like Raider fans everywhere. Although there were quite a few Bronco fans. And this really nice woman comes up to me and she goes, Mercedes? I was like, yeah. She goes, I'm Ramon's sister. I was like, oh my gosh. And she's like, come over here. This is where we're tailgating. Ramon went to look for you. Just stay here. And I was like, okay. So we're hanging out. Right off the bat, they offer me a shot. Like,
of course.
A Jello shot. It was a Jello shot.
Jello
shot.
So
it's a little easier.
That's nothing, Mercedes. A Jello shot?
Girl, I didn't even eat breakfast that morning. The only thing I had was coffee. I was like, no. So I was like, oh no, I'm good. I'm good. And so Ramon comes up and we're all talking. And I look at his cup that he's holding. It's like a red Solo cup. And I see inside and I'm like, are you drinking milk? Like, it was, like, white-ish. But, like, then I thought, or is that a milkshake? What do you drink? Tell everyone what you were drinking at your tailgate yesterday.
So I get crap about it all the time around this time of year, and it was eggnog. I love eggnog.
At a tailgate, though? Like, and that is weird.
I have to take advantage now because eggnog is only available 1 month out of the year. And I would like to know who made this rule. Why would they... eggnog or holiday nog, right? Because you could get eggnog without the dairy. Why would they only make it 1 day out of the year? I don't understand. It's so good, so delicious. I told you, people talk crap to me all the time about it, but I just don't understand. It should be available every day, every month. It should be in the stores. I mean, why Why is it only, they can only make it in December or something? Is it only holiday season?
Can
or?
You imagine drinking a big glass of eggnog in July? Doesn't that just sound weird to you?
It does, but it should be a thing. Let it just let it be possible for the people that want it every day. You don't have to buy it. I'll buy it. It's cold. So it's in the summer, but it's cold, so it'll be refreshing.
Is there an item that you like want to sign a petition for that it needs to stay in stores even after the season is over? 702-364-9400. Will anyone else jump on the Ramon bandwagon? Will you sign the eggnog petition?
I will fill one out. There's an online website where you can fill out petitions. And I can make one.
Petition.org?
We'll yeah, exactly. And we'll see how many signatures we get. I'm telling you, I am
keep
not
eggnog
the
all
only
year
one.
Long. All year long, please.
Do you ladies enjoy eggnog?
I don't really drink it, honestly. When I saw you drinking it, I just thought, that does not sound appealing at a game. Like, I don't know. And I assume it was spiked. I assume there was some alcohol in there.
There was rum in there, but I enjoy eggnog without the alcohol. I enjoy that even more.
What is it for you, Steph? Was there a seasonal item that you wish that they would sell all year long?
Yes, and that's pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks. Gosh. I am a PSL girly. Before I wasn't. A couple years ago, I tried it for the first time. And ever since I tried my PSL for the first time, I was like, why do we count down the days when PSLs are starting in fall for, actually, I think it's like late August where Starbucks starts finally selling pumpkin spice lattes. But I love them so much. I wish they can be at Starbucks all year long.
Okay, we've got a PSL. We've got an eggnog, a little petition to go here. I want you guys to sign my petition.
Oh, no.
It is the peppermint bark petition.
Peppermint bark is actually good.
Why is peppermint bark treated like some rare mineral that you only see from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day? Like, who decided peppermint and chocolate are seasonal? Like, they go together better than most things.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. Who made this rule? These rules?
Yeah, but the second January hits, it's yanked off the shelves.
Yeah.
It's like the calendar flips and suddenly I go to Target in March and they have 15 pastel candies that are shaped like ducks.
Oh God,
that I don't
Easter?
Even need, and not one square of peppermint bark.
I agree. It's like pumpkin season is only in October. Like, we can't harvest any fruit from then on.
This is so frustrating.
I love peppermint bark. I just realized how much I love it, and I get it at Costco, and it gives a big old tin thingies. Also at Costco around this time and only around Christmas time are the European cookies. Have you guys had those European cookies before?
The butter cookies?
Yeah, they're butter cookies with like chocolate on them, and they come in this big old red tin case. And when I know European cookies are at Costco, that means it's Christmas time.
I saw a video on like how those are made, and I think you would not like them if you saw them.
How do they make them?
They were like not, it was not very sanitary conditions. I'll just say
God.
Like that.
Maybe I don't want to sign the petition.
Maybe that's not the one you want to sign. And we're getting some text here. I tried making my own in April and my whole kitchen smelled like toothpaste. I need the store kind. What is that? Peppermint bark, I'm assuming. This one says, my favorite seasonal item is pumpkin bread. I want it every month. I don't need fall beds, fall vibes. I need carbs. This one says, my kid just asked me why we only get eggnog in December. And I said, because society is wrong.
They told you. It just doesn't make any sense. I can't understand it.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to learn how to make eggnog from scratch for Ramon.
As long as it's good as, you know, store-bought.
No, maybe.
No, it won't be. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Okay, so football fans, they want some answers. After the end of the Raiders-Broncos game, Denver won 24-17. But the way those final seconds played out, have fans wondering if someone was trying to cover a 7.5-point spread. So here's what happens. Denver had a 4th-and-4 at the 28, and instead of kicking a field goal and going up 13, they ran the ball for no gain. Strange, but not unheard of, right? Then it got odd. The Raiders got the ball back with seconds left. Kenny Pickett hit Tyler Lockett for a big gain that should have just ended the game. Like, the game's over. You're not going to win.
Yeah.
The clock would have run out, but a delay of game penalty stopped everything and let the Raiders line up for a field goal that literally meant nothing for the game, but everything for the spread. So fans say that the sequence felt a little too convenient. The league has not said anything, but the call for an investigation is loud.
So I was sitting there and I thought they were just going to go for a Hail Mary or something, you know, for a touchdown, because they were at the 40, maybe 35, and they line up for a field goal, and I'm sitting there so confused.
Like, why?
I was like, what was the point of that? And then, you know, when you get out and you open up your Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or, you know, Bleacher Report, I was like, oh, what?
Now they didn't cover the spread.
But it's like, was it really needed for the overall? Like, is this really going to matter at the end of the day? In my opinion, as a non-Raiders, non-Broncos fan, is this really going to matter?
No, but it mattered for the sports
bets. It matters for the sports bettors. Big time.
Okay.
Like, a lot of money was lost by people because of this. Vegas covered the spread. So, yes. I'm sorry, but it is really, really suspicious, in my opinion.
I agree. I'm not one of those people like, oh, the games are rigged, this and that, but that was like, oh.
There was no reason for that at all.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Are they going to investigate and see what goes down?
I think they should.
They should.
I really do.
I agree.
Think that was just way out of pocket. Like, I don't even understand why they would do that. And if I put money on that game and I'm looking at it like, oh, cool, we won, we covered the spread, and then all of a sudden they kick a meaningless field goal, so now I lost.
Huh.
Like, it just makes zero sense.
I guess you could argue, like, what if you would have missed the field goal? I mean,
yeah.
You still got to go out there and kick it.
Suspicious.
Like, what's the point? Yeah. What is that? The song, like,
Don't be suspicious.
Also this morning, most people believe that venting helps them calm down. Well, a new study says the opposite. Researchers say venting does not help lower your anger. It actually raises it. One of the authors of this study said, when you rant, your arousal level climbs even higher. And instead of a release, you end up with being more worked up than you were before. So the takeaway is simple. Sharing what upset you is fine, but turning it into like a blow by blow rant will keep your anger active.
Really? You know what's funny is like when someone's venting, I'm like, let it out, girl. Like, I want you to make sure you leave this place that you're feeling like I let it all out. But I see it ramp up too. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
I am the person who keeps it all inside, and people try to encourage me like, you should talk about it. Like, you should let out your feelings. I'm like, nope. Nope, because I'm fine right now. I just keep it locked up right in here.
Meanwhile, I'm like, let it out, Mercedes.
I was at a doctor's appointment, and, you know, like, I don't know. We got on the subject of something that upset me, and she goes, this is a safe space. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to talk about this with you.
It could be a safe
place. I do not have any desire to talk about this with you.
It makes sense because you're going there. You're putting your energies into something you don't want to.
I'm just done. Let's move past it. I'm good at just ignoring my problems. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. This is where you can reach out to us with your situation, and we'll tell you if you're being a jerk or if you're totally justified, or maybe someone in your family or a friend. And you can always get us your situation through our email. Go to our website, mix941.fm, or DM us on social media at Mercedes in the AM. So here is the email we got. It says, hey guys, I just love Jerk or Justified, and I feel silly sending this because some of the stories you read are wild, but I genuinely need help figuring out if I would be a jerk for being honest or if I would be justified. My name is Grace. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 months. He is great, sweet, fun, supportive, all the good things. The issue I am writing about sounds small, but it is wearing me out. He loves karaoke. Loves. And when we first started dating, I thought it was cute and fun to watch him perform. The problem is his voice. It's bad.
Aww.
Not in an endearing way. In a way where I catch strangers looking around the room during his song because they're confused about what they are hearing. I wouldn't care about the bad singing if he treated it like a fun hobby. The real issue is that he thinks he's amazing. He walks into karaoke nights like he's the headliner and everyone else is his opener. His whole personality shifts. He gets this confidence that borders on ego, and I do not recognize him in those moments. He also thinks he is a little famous in that karaoke crowd. People cheer him on, which inflates everything, and suddenly our date nights all end at karaoke bars again. I've tried steering us elsewhere. We still end up with a microphone in his hand by the end of the night. So here's my question. Do I accept that karaoke nights are part of the deal with him? Or am I justified in telling him his singing is not great and I don't want to keep spending my nights there? Please help me. Signed, Grace.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
And I know you said that it sounds like trivial compared to some of the other ones we get, but I think this is one of the harder ones that we've ever gotten. For me personally, I don't think you should tell him his singing is bad. I think that would just be a mean thing to do. Let him enjoy the fact that he thinks he's a good singer. But I do think you should tell him that you want more variety.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Like, let's do something other than karaoke. I don't think that's bad to tell him that. If you say, hey, we're doing a lot of karaoke and I'm just not enjoying it as much. So maybe one night we do karaoke and then the next night I get to pick what we do. And it's something totally different. So, but I don't know, telling someone that they suck at doing something, I just think is mean, and I don't think it's necessary to get your point across. So that's just where I stand. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
To me, I was going to say honesty is kind of like a form of kindness because you're doing him a favor. Not telling him straight up that he sucks, but I just think that, like, maybe the songs that he's choosing are a little too hard. Maybe you give him California Love by Tupac and like the rap songs. Because if he loves to be on stage and he loves to sing and he wants to be in front of that crowd, it gives him that adrenaline. And you don't want to fight him for it or knock him for it. It's something that he loves to do. Yes, there needs to be a balance between karaoke nights and maybe if she wants to go bowling or whatever. But I think there has to be a form of honesty in a sense where, look, that Ariana Grande song that you chose the other night, maybe we don't go with that song. I heard you a little pitchy. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Like, that hurts just hearing, like, who are you, Simon Cowell? Like, when are you the expert all of a sudden on what sounds good and what, you know what I mean?
I get it. You're right. Maybe not being full on transparent, but there is something to say about, like, you being uncomfortable and wanting to spend the nights and the times how you want it.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Totally agree. There's got to be some sort of like a boundary. We're getting some texts here. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. This has completely justified. 6 months in and you already dread his hobby. That's a red flag for later. This one says Grace needs to hype him up, but also set boundaries. One karaoke night a week. Let's talk to Kiki. Kiki, you're on Jerk or Justified. Good morning. What do you think? Kiki.
Oh, yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Love you. What do you think?
My brother loved karaoke. He was horrible. He'd walk in, act like he was a movie star or the whatever, but it made him so happy.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. It would embarrass me. He dragged me up there. I hated it. But it made him so happy, and that's it.
Does he happen to date a girl named Grace by chance?
No, he's in heaven.
Oh,
rest in peace.
That makes it even more meaningful if you think about it. Like, he got to do something that made him so happy. Like, I just, that makes it even harder to tell someone, you're terrible at something. Kiki, thank you so much. Let's talk to Tom. Jerk or Justify, Tom. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's justified, but here's the thing. Christmas is around the corner, and a good gift idea is get him singing lessons. And you can be passive about it and say, hey, look, I need you to just sharpen your superstar skills.
That is absolutely brilliant, Tom. Like, you are so spot on with that. That's such a good idea. What a great gift,
yes,
right?
Yes, but what are you saying when you're saying, hey, I gifted you singing lessons versus gifting you a karaoke machine?
Well, because he still likes to go to the places, right?
True.
But does that encourage his habit of wanting to go if he keeps getting better? Mm-hmm. Ramon, what do you think on this?
She has to accept the fact that karaoke is a part of him. It's a part of his life. It's a part of his personality. She should have known they've been together for 6 months. In the talking phase, she should have known, this guy's all about karaoke. It's like if someone starts dating Steph, like, I have to take on Steph and Momo, or with me,
yes,
sports and movies, right? Like, it's a part of your life. It's a part of
the losing Raiders. You're gonna, yes, if you're exactly. Jay Ramon, you're gonna be going to the Raider game and you're gonna be sad
and desperate all in the press all the time.
What do you have to take on when you date me?
You're laboo-boos.
You're laboo-boos. Oh, F1, right? You got to wake F1, up at 5 in the morning and watch F1 with me.
This text just came in. It says, my husband does karaoke and he is terrible. I bring earplugs. We've been married for 14 years. There are solutions.
It's only been 6 months.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.